Welcome to Shea Stadium in New York, for the game between the St. Louis Cardinals and the New York Mets. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Cardinals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Gary Templeton. Batting second. The left fielder, Jerry Mumphrey. Batting third. The first baseman, Keith Hernandez. Batting fourth. The catcher, Ted Simmons. Batting fifth. The right fielder, George Hendrick. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tony Scott. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Wrights. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Ken Obergfell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Pete Vukovich. Pitching for the St. Louis Cardinals, Pete Vukovich. For the New York Mets. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jose Cardenal. Batting second. The shortstop, Frank Tavares. Batting third. The center fielder, Lee Mozzilli. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Richie Hebner. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joel Youngblood. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Ed Cranepool. Batting seventh. The catcher, John Stearns. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Doug Flynn. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Andy Hostler. Pitching for the New York Mets, Andy Hostler. And now, play ball. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton hits a fly ball into right field. Cardenal settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hostler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Cardinals nothing, and the Mets nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is hit by the pitch. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares bunts towards the mound. Vukovich fields it and throws to first for the out. Cardenal moves to second. One out. Lee Mozzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozzilli takes first base on ball four. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cardenal scores. Mozzilli moves to second. It's 1-0, Mets. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mumphrey. Youngblood reaches second base with a double. Mozzilli scores. Hebner moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Hebner tags and scores. Two outs. It's 3-0, Mets. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Youngblood scores. It's 4-0, Mets. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals nothing. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hendrick moves to second. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A three-run home run. It's 4-3, Mets. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich hits a ball on the ground in front of the plate. Stearns fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-1 in the game. Templeton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Andy Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler strikes out. One out. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Reitz fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-0 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergefell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 0-1 in the game. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 0-1 in the game. Hernandez hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mumphrey moves to second. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Mumphrey moves to third. Hernandez moves to second. One out. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-1 in the game. Hendrick hits a pop-up towards first. Cranepool settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards first. Cranepool scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. Lee Mozilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mozilli is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Mozilli hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner strikes out. Two outs. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 1-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wrights hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a pop-up towards short. Tavares settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 0-for-1 in the game. Vukovic hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Stearns takes first base on ball 4. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Flynn hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Hendrick. Flynn reaches second base with a double. There goes Stearns trying to get to home. Hendrick throws the ball into Simmons, who tags Stearns, who came all the way from first, for the out. Flynn moves to third. One out. Andy Hosler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hosler is 0-for-1 in the game. Hosler strikes out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 4, and the Cardinals 3. The Cardinals will come to bat. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 0-for-2 in the game. Templeton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mumphrey hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Templeton moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hernandez hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Templeton moves to third. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Simmons hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Youngblood. Simmons reaches second base with a double. Templeton scores. Mumphrey goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4, Cardinals. Wayne Twichell now pitching. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 0-for-2 in the game. Hendrick hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 7-4, Cardinals. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wrights hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0-for-1 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards short. Templeton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 7, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Obergefell hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Cardinal, who is chasing the ball. Obergefell reaches third base with a triple. Pete Vukovich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovich is 0-for-2 in the game. Vukovich hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Obergefell scores. It's 8-4, Cardinals. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Templeton strikes out. One out. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Mumphrey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vukovich moves to third. Mumphrey moves to second. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hernandez is walked intentionally. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons strikes out. Two outs. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a fly ball into right field. Hendrick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0-for-1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a fly ball into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Stearns hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Simmons settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Scott strikes out. One out. Ken Reitz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reitz is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Reitz hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ken Obergefell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Obergefell is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a triple. Obergefell hits a line drive into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ron Hodges pinch hits for Wayne Twichell. Ron Hodges is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodges hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jose Cardenal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cardenal is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Cardenal hits a line drive into left field. Mumphrey settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Dale Murray now pitching. Pete Vukovic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vukovic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Vukovic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Flynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Templeton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Templeton is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Templeton hits a fly ball into center field. Mazzilli settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Mumphrey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mumphrey is 3 for 4 in the game, with 3 singles. Mumphrey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Tavares scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. Frank Tavares is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tavares is 0 for 2 in the game. Tavares hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lee Mazzilli is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazzilli is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mazzilli takes first base on ball 4. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hebner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mazzilli moves to second. Joel Youngblood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Youngblood is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Youngblood hits a pop-up towards short. Templeton settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Cranepool hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Obergfell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Cardinals will come to bat. Keith Hernandez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hernandez is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hernandez hits a fly ball into left field. Youngblood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Hendrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hendrick is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Hendrick hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons moves to second. Tony Scott is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Scott is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Scott hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Murray scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Scott for the out. Simmons moves to third. Hendrick moves to second. Two outs. Ken Wrights is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wrights is 1 for 4 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wrights strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Cardinals 8, and the Mets 4. The Mets will come to bat. John Stearns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stearns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. he's got one RBI. Stearns hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Doug Flynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flynn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Flynn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Wrights fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dan Norman pinch hits for Dale Murray. Dan Norman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norman hits a fly ball into center field. Scott settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Cardinals, 8, and New York Mets, 4. Goodbye from Shea Stadium in New York.